is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney.
We're best friends who also happen to be polar opposites.
I'm a colorful extrovert rising.
And I'm a goth introvert.
We're both curious weirdos, and we both love cats.
But that might be the only thing we have in common.
We are an acquired taste.
Kathleen?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You texted me this morning, can I do permission to read your text?
Yeah.
On the website or on the Podular cast here.
Yeah, permission granted.
Thank you. You said, did you get on the train? It was at 7:53 a.m.
Yeah.
Did you get on the train yet? Apartment upstairs is leaking into our unit. I can't leave until it stops in their unit upstairs. Honest to fucking goodness, the guy upstairs is leaving work to come home and turn off the water. Are these the wine guy? Are these the football noise guys?
Yes, Bethany.
What happened?
They are the football noise guys. Okay. Woke up this morning. It's Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We're recording this episode a little early. I honestly didn't even realize that today was Valentine's Day.
Me either.
I'm so out of it this week, this year. I have no idea.
Life is chaos.
I didn't even realize it was Martin Luther King Day when it was Martin Luther King Day.
Wait, when was that?
That was last month, Bethany.
That one passed me by completely.
And then this week I was talking to my mom. She called me on Sunday because I was like, Mom, are you going to watch the Super Bowl? She says I don't call her enough, so.
I missed that. I didn't realize the Super Bowl was happening. Also, that explains why my landlady texted me a Martin Luther King Jr. quote last month out of the blue.
There you go. Okay. Because white landladies.
they love to observe once a year.
I saw something online that's like Martin Luther King Day, where white people text each other Martin Luther King quotes that are actually like the Lumineers or something.
Yeah. Hey ho, said Martin Luther King Jr.
I woke up this morning and I'm like, oh, okay, it's Valentine's Day, I guess. Oh, wait, no, let me go back to the part where I was talking to my mom.
Okay.
I talked to my mom on Sunday. Yeah. This is like, you know, along the lines of like what month it is.
Sure.
Talking to my mom. I'll get to the leak eventually.
No, I'm here for the ride.
Talking to my mom on Sunday, she's like, you don't call me enough. You know how I found out that she thought that I didn't call her enough?
How?
She texted me about me by accident.
Kathleen, what did she say? Was she texting Hot Bert?
No. She was texting my aunt, and she said, did you tell Kathleen to call me? She called me last night. It was nice. And I was like, Ma, I think you sent this to the wrong person.
Wrong person. What'd she say?
Well, it's true.
Oh, deflecting.
So, I mean, she's not wrong. I don't call her as much as I used to. Totally my fault for setting the precedent that I was going to call her every day to begin with.
Of course.
Listen, I love my mom.
Of course.
But like sometimes you go through chapters in your life. This happens with friends too.
Yeah.
Where you're so busy that you just don't talk to the person.
Completely.
I mean, it's really pathetic that the last time I saw my mom, my brother who lives in Mississippi was home and I haven't seen her at all since. And he's coming home this weekend to see her again. And I like live 20 minutes away.
I have never seen, like there was a period of time where I lived 5 minutes away from my younger sister. 5 minutes away. And I think we saw each other twice that year.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Crazy.
So anyway, I'm like, Ma, are you watching the Super Bowl? And she's like, yeah, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. And I was like, okay, make sure you text me about the commercials you like or whatever.
Sure.
You know, just like it's good fodder to like call her more with. Yeah, you know?
Totally.
Right. Anyway. And then she's like, hey, I got to tell you, I went to Williams-Sonoma this weekend. I took all my knives and I got a great deal. And I was like, oh, okay. What is that deal? And she's like, they were sharpening these knives professionally, $5 for every knife. And I'm like, that seems pretty reasonable to me because those knife sharpening machines are very expensive.
Okay.
Right. And then she goes, and even better, it was for charity. They were giving the money, all of the money, to the NAACP. And I said, oh, it's for Black History Month.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Maybe I'll find a Williams-Sonoma and bring my knives.
Sure.
You know, especially since the money goes to the NAACP. And she goes, no, it was the NAACP. And I said, yeah, Mom, the NAACP. She goes, Kathleen, you are not listening to me.
What?
The NAACP. And I'm like, I give up.
I
don't know.
What?
Anyway, I don't know. Bethany, it's just, that has nothing to do with the leak.
No, but sometimes you need to vent.
Yeah, at Williams-Sonoma, anyway, go get your knife sharpened.
Amazing.
For a good cause. Okay, so I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
There's a leak.
And now how do you realize there's a leak?
Because I'm getting my coffee.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so like what is an interesting sound about your house that you just like you inherently know that your house makes this sound?
My house groans from the kitchen regularly.
Mm.
And it's usually like the very quiet dishwasher is going.
Yeah.
And it just needs you to know it's working really hard. So it's super quiet, except once in a while it goes, like you expect it to be saying, Barbara, I know, right? That's my dishwasher. So every once in a while, it just reminds me that it's there.
I wish dishwashers came with ringtones and be like, your dishes are clean.
Susan, you're right.
That's like my, I think I have an LG washing machine, and every time it's done, it plays a little tune that makes... And I start doing the Irish jig around the house.
My family has that washing machine. Everyone in my family except me has that washing machine.
Oh, it's really cool.
It's popular.
And, you know, it's like, I kind of like to know when Neil's doing laundry, too. Because at least I know he's being productive.
Yeah.
So when I was in Alaska over the summer, I kept getting notifications on my phone that Neil was doing laundry.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, so I'm getting my coffee.
Yeah.
The dishwasher is running.
Okay.
And I just, like, I know the sounds of my house. I know the hum of the flow, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I start hearing...
Oh no. No.
Isn't that a TikTok song?
I've been on the TikTok.
God damn it, TikTok. And I'm like, oh no, the dishwasher is broken, which is just, you know, just something else that I need on my plate because my oven has been broken since November.
Yeah.
And I walk into the kitchen and I'm like, no, that's weird. Like the dishwasher's fine. And then I look up.
Oh no.
And from the ceiling, water is dripping. Okay, so obviously on this podcast, I've already shared the saga of the people upstairs, the guys upstairs and the football parties.
Yes. If you don't know, it's like back like two episodes.
Yeah, something about like getting revenge on noisy neighbors.
Yes,
that's the title
that's
of the episode. And I'm like, okay, great. Another thing to just like add to the list of complaints that I have about the guys upstairs. But let me fold something else into the mix, Bethany.
Okay.
Okay.
Like David and Moira folded in cheese?
Yes, yes. Fold it in.
You fold it in.
No, you fold it in. I get a call from the building yesterday.
Uh-huh.
No, I am not home. I have another podcast called Kathleen Can Do It.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen and I rent office space from her brother.
Mm-hmm.
So we work together a couple days of the week. And yesterday, it just so happened that Neil was working from home
mm-hmm.
and I was out of the house.
Okay.
And I get a call from our building management.
Okay.
I'm going to change his name. I'm going to call him Chris.
Great.
Poor Chris. He's so nice.
Uh-huh.
He has really read so many furious emails from me.
Kathleen H.
Yeah, from Kathleen H. And Chris is like, hey, very PC about it. Like
okay.
very just like very gently sort of breaking the news. Hey, we've been getting reports of like a man yelling. Have you heard anything? I'm like, no. I mean, I haven't heard anything recently. You know, the guys upstairs, they've been so nice and quiet and they apologize. They brought us a bottle of wine. And he's like, oh, that's good. That's good. But like, have you heard any like angry yelling? Because we're getting reports that people are concerned that a male voice is yelling expletives.
No. Multiple reports? He used reports as a plural?
Yes. And I'm like, you know, I haven't, but can you tell me like what unit is saying? He's like, no, I'm sorry. I can't tell you.
Oh, man.
I'm like, because you know, that would give me a better idea.
Yeah.
You know, is it the one next to me? Is it the one above me?
Is it the real bitchy ones or is it like the ones who are actually nice?
Is it the ones that I've already complained about?
Yes.
And now they're like, karma's a bitch.
Yeah. Is this maybe retaliatory?
Okay. That's what I was wondering. I was like, was it today? When is it? Like, my husband works from home on these days mm-hmm. and whatever. He's home today. Like, Chris, can you give me any information?
Yeah.
He's like, okay, let me call you back. So he calls me back, poor guy. And he's like, so all signs say that it's probably coming from your unit. I'm like, okay, was it today? He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was today. So I call up my husband. I'm like, babe, have you been yelling today?
And it sounds like you're just checking in on his to-do list.
And he pauses and he goes, why?
That's yes. Okay. When they answer with a question, that's a yes.
And so the poor guy was like on the phone with the insurance company all day, like trying to get them to cover medicine that he needs and they didn't want to cover it. And I guess at some point he hangs up the phone and he starts yelling at his phone. I hate you. You beep, 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 beep. I hate you. And then at some point he just starts yelling into the void like, ah.
And whomst among us has not wanted to yell that at the insurance companies?
And apparently it was so loud and so aggressive sounding that people started calling the building manager and company. And he was so embarrassed. He was just like, I know I shouldn't have done it.
Oh, God. You know, there should just be a way to tell if the person is yelling at a phone.
Yeah.
Because if he was yelling at another person like that, that would be worrisome. And I can see why your neighbors were concerned.
Yeah. Like, I think Chris from building management was like worried about me.
Of course. Yes.
Which I can, you know, thank you.
Sure. Yeah.
So that happens yesterday, Bethany. And then we wake up today with a leak. And I'm thinking those guys upstairs complained about Neil yesterday. And now today they think that we're faking a leak.
Look, Kathleen's ceiling is so hydrated, but you may not be as hydrated. If you are trying to be healthier this new year, because it's February, it's still the new year. One of the biggest recommendations Kathleen and I have is Liquid IV. It hydrates you so much better than water alone.
I mean, despite the tone of my voice during this whole episode, I actually woke up feeling really good this morning because I had something crazy like 160 ounces of water yesterday.
Nice.
With Liquid IV in it, with the two new flavors.
Kombucha?
No, Bethany, the smoky mezcal paloma.
I haven't tried that one yet.
Hold the phone, Bethany. What about the cucumber mojito?
That one is good, and I do not normally like cucumbers, but I like them when they taste like mojitos.
You know, I've been sober curious for a while now, and I guess the people over at Liquid IV have been sober curious too, because their new hydration multipliers are non-alcoholic electrolyte drink mixes. They're mocktail, special mocktail editions of Liquid IV, which I think is really cool.
And I live with someone who is sober, and he has been drinking those and loving them.
Yes.
Look, if you have heard us talking about Liquid IV for, I don't know, 5 years or something, and you haven't tried them yet, give them a try. They're so delicious. They're just these sticks of powder in a gajillion different flavors. I love the grape one especially.
Ooh.
You pour them into 16 ounces of water. You shake the water up or mix it up. You get 5 essential vitamins like B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. You get 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, and they're free from gluten, dairy, and soy.
So trust us, we are Liquid IV experts.
We're
water experts.
Yeah.
We are so good at hydration that it's just coming through my ceiling magically. So grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TASTE at checkout.
That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using the promo code TASTE at liquidiv.com.
And always in my life, I'm afraid of younger people thinking I'm a shrew.
You've taken on misogyny.
It is just this like weird fear of mine now that I enter like the later half of my 30s.
Sure.
And so I start texting the guys upstairs like, listen, I'm so sorry, but like one of you has to come home and shut off the water.
Sure, yeah.
Because I can't leave to do my job
until
you do your job and be a good owner or be a good renter of the apartment.
And isn't it crazy that you apologized for them flooding your apartment?
Yes, yes. And you know what? I was like, they're definitely going to knock on my door. I better put on red lipstick so they don't think I'm a shrew. Go ahead and choke. I know. It's a shocking statement. It's stupid.
Okay. So how did they respond?
Okay. They were like, all right, we're coming home from work. And then I feel bad that they have jobs where they're already at work by 7:30 in the morning.
That's like, crazy.
That is just nuts.
That's crazy. Maybe they have a long commute.
I don't know. But he's like, I'm on the way home.
Okay.
There's traffic.
Ugh.
I'm like, okay, just want to remind you, I can't leave to work until you get back and shut the water off. Bless up. I don't know. I don't know why I said bless up.
Doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense.
Also, it's weird that you have their phone number.
Well, because there's been so many issues. When they dropped off the bottle of wine to say sorry for the football parties, they gave Neil the phone number, which, Bethany, I had asked for him for this phone number before, and he was hiding it from me because he didn't want me bombarding them with text messages because I'm a shrew.
Of course. So now that he has the reasonable Neil to deal with, Neil gets the phone number. Okay, so your ceiling is drip, drip, dripping.
Yeah.
Your upstairs neighbors are on their way home, and you're just sitting waiting.
Yeah, and I'm like, Bethany, I know that you probably think this is an excuse because I'm late, and just like I've used every excuse in the book.
I'll be honest, I did not think it was an excuse. But when I came in here, Blair, our engineer, he was like, Kathleen's late. And I said, she had a flood in her ceiling. Her upstairs neighbors have to come home. And he was like, I've literally used that excuse before. He's like, she made that up. I've used that exact same excuse. And he told me the story of how he wanted to get out of a work call because he had an audition. And so he told the work people, not this job, a different job, that he couldn't come home because his upstairs neighbors had flooded their bathroom and it was dripping into his bathroom. And he couldn't come home until they turned their water off and the plumber came. And I was like, that's what Kathleen said.
I know. You know what? It actually is. Now that I think about it, it is a pretty solid excuse. Because what is your job going to tell you? No.
Well, here's the problem.
Yeah.
It was because there was like a group call. And he had an audition at the same time as the call. And so he told this lie. And then they were like, oh, well, you can just call in from home. And then he was effed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, once many years ago in my younger years, when I didn't really care so much about what I was doing anymore, I missed a group call. And it was because I was taking a nap.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that at the same time I missed the group call, a very tiny earthquake happened in Virginia. And I was like, oh, I missed the call because there was an earthquake.
What? The call was from your home in New Jersey.
No, I was visiting my brother at the time in Virginia.
Ah.
And because nobody else on the call is in Virginia, they didn't know that the Wi-Fi didn't go out.
Perfect. God bless. Sometimes you want the earth to open up and swallow you whole.
Yeah.
This was the next best thing.
It was. Yeah. Anyway, leaks.
So then what happened? That's so did it. They come home?
Yeah, they shut off the water and then I came in to meet with you today, Bethany, and that's
Were
all
they sassy about it?
He was like, I'm home. And I was like, okay, thanks.
Do you in any way feel like this was maybe retaliation?
I mean, maybe the call yesterday complaining about Neil screaming into the void was retaliation, but today was karma.
Yeah.
For both of us.
For both of you. But see, I don't think it should be karma for you, but isn't it interesting that it's ceiling related?
It is.
You know, I mean, like that is the relationship you have with your upstairs neighbors. So that makes sense. But still, you know, you had a microphone affixed to your ceiling so that you could tape them being so loud. And then you had your phone taped to your ceiling so that you could play ringtones going nonstop at 3 a.m.
Bethany.
But now it's a ceiling that's been hurt.
I'm just so not proud of that moment when I taped my phone to the ceiling to annoy them with my ringtones.
That's the proudest I've ever been of you.
Yeah,
that's so creative. You had a different alarm going off every single minute, starting at what time?
Like 1:30 in the morning.
1:30 in the morning, right underneath their bed. This is something apartment dwellers, gentle listeners who live in apartments, take this note from your Aunt Kathleen.
Yeah.
If your upstairs neighbors or downstairs neighbors are being just the worst.
Yeah, sure.
At 1 a.m, set an alarm and then set one for 101, 102, 103, all the way until 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Different alarm every minute so their bodies and minds can't get used to the sound. You just did a shoulder shake to the little noises.
I just realized that I invented a new form of psychological torture.
Yeah, well, it's like gang stalking. Do you know what gang stalking is?
No, I have no idea.
It's people who believe that they are being... Okay, let's say that it's real.
Yeah.
Because it very well may be.
Uh-huh.
It's when you believe that you have a group of people who are following you and harassing you.
Oh
like
my
a
God.
Group of people.
Oh.
And if it is true, it's a way to drive someone insane. Because they're like, someone came into my house while I was gone and only moved one thing. And people are like, you made that up. You just forgot that you put the marker in the different place.
Yeah.
They're like, no, but if it's for sure that you know someone came in, no one believes you and you go crazy. Or someone's walking behind you going, and you're like, no one believes me, but I'm going insane because all these things are happening. And these people are like following me.
You know what I would notice if this item was moved in my house? Mm. If someone had moved my Lumi deodorant.
Kathleen, I know exactly where mine is.
I would know right away.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, someone was in my house.
I keep my Lumi deodorant in my medicine cabinet in my bathroom.
Oh, I keep mine on top of the dresser in my bathroom.
Pride of place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the bottles are really cute.
They're so pretty.
Yeah.
Now, Kathleen and I famously have loved Lumi deodorant far before they ever sponsored our podcast.
I know, because there's that commercial with the girl doing yoga and her butt stinks. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm that girl. Get me that product.
And I famously watched their like 5-minute commercial because I could have skipped after 5 seconds, but I was so entranced that I was like, oh my gosh. So look, We all sweat.
Yeah.
Some of us more than others.
Yeah.
But it's not just your underarms where you sweat.
I know. Like, why? I mean, I'm so glad that Lumi invented this product, because a whole body deodorant that is outrageously effective is exactly what I needed. But like, I cannot believe that nobody thought of this.
I know.
Before Lumi did.
You can put it on your feet.
Yes.
You can put it in your gentle areas that you reveal to your lover during lovemaking. You can put it on the back of your neck, betwixt your breasts, on your tummy, anywhere you want, behind your knees. Because as winter disappears, thanks climate change, and we move into a perpetual summer, you are going to be disgusting and sweaty, and you are going to want a body wash that washes and cleans your whole body and keeps you nice and fresh smelling.
Yeah.
You're going to want a whole body deodorant. You're going to want Lumi in your handbag.
I just realized, like, I haven't been in a new relationship for almost 20 years now, but if I were to find myself dating, I would be putting Lumi in every single crevice.
Everywhere.
You know, like, you've been on like 3 dates and you're like, okay, tonight is the night.
It might be.
That is like an instance where I would definitely be hanging on to Lumi for dear life.
I'm gonna put it in my ear if I'm dating, because I don't know what's gonna happen.
Someone's gonna smell you for the first time.
They better, you know, people be famously be putting their noses in the crooks of my elbows.
Yeah, I mean, the crooks of other things too, baby.
All right. Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day, and it controls odor for 72 hours.
That's so many hours. You could have like a 3-night stand and still be smelling fresh.
Completely. Plus, we love Lumi's starter pack because it lets you build a custom bundle of their best-selling products, and you can customize your scents. So you get a full-size stick deodorant, a cream deodorant tube, and then 2 free products of your choice. I have the acidified body wash, but they also have wipes.
Ooh. So with over 150,000 5-star reviews, we are super confident that you are going to love Lumi as much as we do.
And as a special offer for you, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code TASTE at LumiDeodorant.com.
That equates to over 40% off your starter pack. So, no brainer.
That's Lumi Deodorant, LumiDeodorant.com, and use the code TASTE. Okay, so back to gang stalking.
Yeah, stalking, I mean, just in general, if you think anybody is following you, that is terrifying.
Oh, it's so scary.
And I know sometimes that's like, it's attached to mental illness.
Yeah.
But if I had to be gang stalked by something,
sure,
I would love to be gang stalked by, I don't know, kittens, a gang of kittens.
I was going to say, so I've tweeted before.
Yeah.
Tell me your cutest, most wholesome Saw trap. You know the movie Saw, where it's just like these awful traps?
Yeah.
And I was like, and it never, people don't understand what I'm asking, because mine was, you are trapped in a room with nothing but puppies, but you're not allowed to touch them or squeal with delight.
Oh, no.
That's like the worst trap ever. And then people are like, my Saw trap is if like I get my hand cut off. And I'm like, no, it's a wholesome Saw trap.
It's a wholesome Saw trap.
So, Kathleen, what would your wholesome Saw trap be?
Oh, maybe I'm at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
And there's a table of organic baby bok choys. And they're like, you can't pick any of them up to check to see if there's dirt on the inside. And you can't bring any of them home because you're not allowed to make stir fry.
Uh-huh. Truly, you are a victim in this situation.
I would open up my organic recycled tote bag and just toss them all in.
Yeah.
Try to run home. But Saw trap, I'm dead.
You're dead. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen any of the Saw movies?
I think I have.
You think you have?
I think I have. I don't know. You know, I have that thing where I can like watch a whole movie and get all the way till the end before I realize that I've already seen it before.
I have that way with books, which is why it's so fun, because I can read mystery books, put one down, pick up the next one, reread the book I just read, and I don't have a clue what happened or who did it.
Did you ever read anything by Maeve Binchy?
No, but I know of Maeve Binchy because I think the name is really funny.
My grandma used to love Maeve Binchy.
What is Maeve Binchy written?
And then one day I was like, Mommy, maybe I'll have a baby and name it Maeve. And she was like, your grandma used to love reading Maeve Binchy. And I was like, okay, that's a great name to name a baby. I don't know. Like, sure.
Irish novelist Maeve Binchy has one of the nicest faces. If you are stuck in a rainstorm and someone drives by in a car and the window rolls down, you better hope that woman looks like Maeve Binchy.
Oh my God. Maeve Binchy looks like she makes one hell of an apple pie and tells one hell of a story.
She is such a pleasant, kind looking woman.
Oh, she
wonder if she was a monster in real
she
life.
She died in 2012.
Yeah. Married to Gordon Snell.
Who died the same year.
Oh, that's kind of the way. Wait, I wonder if it was dark.
Oh, no. Oh.
Wait, let's.
No, I bet. I no, I bet they died the same year because they loved each other so much.
She had a hip operation. She had spinal infection.
Oh, no.
Maeve Binchy. How did he die?
No, Maeve Binchy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, man, I hope she was okay. I mean, she wasn't. Oh,
Maeve Binchy, you are a true Irish superstar.
Yeah.
And welcome to the club. I consider myself the same.
What did she write? She wrote a lot. Let's see.
I mean, tons of books. A Week in the Winter. That sounds like one that you would like.
A Week in the Winter. Light a Penny Candle. Maeve Binchy. Evening Class.
Oh, looks like this one is about Greece or Italy called Night of Stars and Rain.
She has one called Circle of Friends.
Okay, that is. Oh, that one was famous.
Really?
That was a movie with Minnie Driver.
Wait, that was that movie with that kid who was part of the other one?
Yeah, I think so.
I love that guy.
We're not going to look it up to confirm.
No, we're certainly not.
Mm-mm.
That was called Circle of Friends?
Yes, it was, Bethany. Okay, that book came out in 1990, so the timeline like totally makes sense.
Minnie Driver Movies.
Love that name too, Minnie. That's a great name.
Starring Minnie Driver. More.
I wonder if Minnie Driver is Minnie short for anything.
Melinda?
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I am truly making that up. Not The Governess, not Return to Me. Circle of Friends.
Oh, look, Minnie Driver's real name is Amelia Fiona Jessica Driver.
I'm always so jealous of people who have multiple middle names.
I love the name Fiona.
I love the name Fiona.
Fiona and Phoebe are coming back.
Thank God. Where have they been?
I know, two really great Irish names.
Anyway, Maeve Binchy,
rest in peace.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks for hanging out with us today, buds. You can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
And me, Bethany Watson, at Ms. Bethany Watson. And you can follow this podcast. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast on all platforms.
But most importantly, check out our Facebook group. That is our coolest social media real estate.
Until next time, this is your reminder to take a deep breath. Stay weird.
And stay curious.
So this is my first time calling. I have been listening to the podcast probably since 2017. Just wanted to say thank you guys for the past, couple of years. I feel like I started my career with you guys. I remember graduating college and listening to this pretty much from the beginning. I just wanted to leave a fun little story. In 2020, obviously, we were all stuck home because of COVID. I posted in the Facebook group that I was possibly in the market for a little feline friend. I never had one before and was kind of looking for advice. And another, I don't know if she wants to be named, but another member of the group posted that she had a foster cat. And long story short, that little cat is still sitting on my feet 3 years later, and I wouldn't have been able to find her if it hadn't been for your podcast. So me and Chloe, thank you guys, and we look forward to hearing what's next, and we can't wait till season seven hopefully never ends. Thank you so much for the past few years. Yeah, that's it. Goodbye.